talking to trainer Gary White. Gary, you'll be absolutely thrilled with the performance of Three Crowns today, this five-year-old mare. She's come back first up from a lengthy break and she's had a series of issues. You must be delighted with this win.
Yeah, Pete, look, she had obviously joint problems first up, last preparation. Then subsequent to that run, she unfortunately she developed a couple of lesions in a tendon. Hence, we had to decide which way we go, and we decided that we'll have the stem cells. Went up to Mike Morris's and had that done, and thankfully, it's proven to be a worthy success. And successful, obviously. But and Chrissy Bird did it again, like with the other horses that we've had, that she's pre-trained. She's done a wonderful job. She got the stage when the horse came back to me that she refused to give up riding it. So she comes down, does all the work on Three Crowns, which is great. And it's hard for Chrissy because she had a horse in that race. But look, again, a lot of work's gone into the horse from Chrissy and all my staff.
Yep.
And for Andrew Scanlon, Chris Manane and Ron and all the crew, show their confidence.
Stick by him.
Yeah, stick by him, back their judgment and back my judgment, and be rewarded today the way that she did it today. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well, considering she's done what she's done in a very, very strong class one, like there's probably a handful of horses in that you'd love to take home. It just shows the depth of their quality of racing at that level here. Do you think she'll go on?
Yeah, look, obviously, if she stays sound and the track is reasonably firmer today, I didn't know how she'd go with the track being just a tad firmer, but look, the way that she sprinted to the line today with the, as you said earlier, mentioned that it was a very hard class one race, and I thought that I was looking at the field thinking, geez, about six horses could win this. The way that she put them away with 100 to go really surprised me.
All right, mate, well, all the best, and it's good to get a nice winner like Three Crowns. She waved the flag as a juvenile, and when you think you've lost them and you get them back, and to do that, well, let's hope she can go on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, thanks very much, Pete.